Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You are welcome to another time in the presence of the Lord. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear and share the Word of God. Where we get to dive into the deep, deep revelation in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us and we get to listen to everything He has to tell us. If you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to invite somebody to this platform. Send the link, buzz your neighbors, your friends, let them know. All right, it's time for the Open Heaven Hour. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Powerless.Arms in United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Thanks for joining us this morning. But before we dive into the Word of God, today is the 31st day in the month of January 2025. It's a time to be joyful because the Lord has been so gracious and so merciful that He has kept us even till this moment. I want us to just take a second of our time to appreciate God for this beautiful gift of life. Wherever you are in singing and dancing, in praises, just let Him know how thankful you are this morning. May the Lord accept our worship in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is Friday, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, God Teaches Part 1. God Teaches Part 1. Our hymn for today is taken from Hymn 30. When we walk with the Lord, Hymn 30. When we walk with the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Leviticus chapter 11 to chapter 13. Leviticus from chapter 11 to chapter 13. Our memory verse is taken from Isaiah chapter 28, verse 26. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 26, which says, "For his God doth instruct him to discretion and doth teach him." Isaiah 28, verse 26, "For his God doth instruct him to discretion and doth teach him." Our Bible reading is taken from Psalm 25 from verse 4 to 12. Psalm 25 from verse 4 to 12. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 4 it reads, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me. For your goodness' sake, O Lord, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his commandments and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manna today reads, while I was studying for my PhD, I was faced with 186 simultaneous equations, which I had been trying to solve for 18 months. With no solution in sight, it looked like I would have picked a new problem to solve, meaning that my 18 months of effort would go to waste. One night around 10 p.m., after battling the problem and still not making progress, I decided to read my Bible and go to bed. I was reading Exodus 14, where the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, and I heard God's voice that is the solution to your problem. It didn't make sense to me that the story of the crossing of the Red Sea would be the solution to a PhD thesis problem. However, God said further, go and bring the equation. I obeyed and he started teaching me, instructing me to put some equations on the left and some on the right. By the time I had finished, I realized all the ones on the left had something in common, likewise the ones on the right. Then God said, now, solve the equation on the left together and those on the right together. Then bring the two together. God taught me mathematics. With the parting of the Red Sea, and after 5 hours, my thesis was ready. It was so good that the external examiner said that he had no questions for me. God teaches his children through his word. If you're an ardent student of the Bible, every now and then, as you study, it will teach you things that will make difficult situations become easy for you. David said in Psalm 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Sometimes the solution to your problem may come from just simply reading the Bible without necessarily having a man of God to lay his hand on your head. Unfortunately, many Christians don't read their Bible, and that is why they continue to struggle with simple problems for many years. Jesus said in John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Having a knowledge of the truth through God's word will ensure that you live victoriously. Students know that if they don't study their textbooks, they will fail their exams. Your Bible is the textbook of life. Study it so that you will not fail in life. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, make sure you spend quality time studying your Bible every day. Make sure you spend quality time studying your Bible every day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing the Word of God. And how can you share this Word? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefellowsready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. still on www.praiseradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download for free. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, to remain blessed. Bye-bye.